It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
All right, then. Well, brothers and sisters, I got up this morning and tried to call in, and there was nothing. And I tried the text method, and there was nothing. So I told my wife that we would just have to cancel today, and so I commenced sending out text messages. But the text messages that I was sending to different people weren't going through. So that gave me the thought that maybe something's wrong with my phone. My wife called in. She was able to get in, and then had to reset my phone, and then I got in. So if you can understand, I had to re-scramble then, and I'd only sent out about 2 text messages, but I had to text those people back and say we're on and then get everything ready. So I apologize for that. It appeared that it was my phone and not Free Conference Call, but I assumed it was the network having a major problem, and we weren't going to broadcast. So we're here. Praise the Lord. And it's time now for our opening prayer. My wife, Andringa, will take us to the throne of grace.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together and to open up your word. And we pray, Lord, that your spirit will teach us this morning the things we need to know as you anoint the words of our pastor and fill him with your spirit. For this we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song, brothers and sisters, is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for Christian. It's about
Let's
You know, brothers and sisters, I know that it was the devil that did not want us to hear the message for today as we are in the book Homeward Bound for February 16th. The title is Love Stronger Than Death. And as I was reading through it, I can just say, wow, I know why the devil did not want us to broadcast today. But we're going to broadcast today because the love of God is what people need to know. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this beautiful day. We ask that you be with us now in this early morning hour. We pray that you will send the Holy Spirit to abide and tabernacle with us in the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. For hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. That's the scripture for the day, Romans 5:5. And I just want to say about that scripture that it is important for us to remember that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And what that promises you is that even when you don't like somebody, you can pray for the love of God, and he puts it in your heart. So you can walk up to a stranger and tell that stranger, brother, sister, I love you, and mean it from the bottom of your heart, because the love of God is put in your heart by the Holy Ghost for all of humanity if you are converted, my brothers and sisters. And so when you find that you just have a detestation for someone, you need to pray for more of the love of God, because that's what he puts in our hearts, even for our enemies. Have mercy on us. Help us, Lord. Praise God for the love of God. Amen. We must fall on the rock and be broken before we can be uplifted in Christ. Self must be dethroned. Pride must be humbled if we would know the glory of the spiritual kingdom. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Some go through more than others, and God is in that plan because we can't all handle the same thing. God previews our lives. He knows what we can handle with his grace. That's the beautiful thing about a personal relationship with Christ. We don't all endure the same thing. However, when you have endured severe trials, like at least some of us have, trials that don't compare with what's going to happen in the last days, but are similar in their concepts. In the last days, you're going to be blackballed. In the last days, you're going to be maligned. In the last days, smear campaigns will be brought against you. And everybody hasn't gone through that. Some of us have. And I will tell you, when you do, it's heartbreaking. It's devastating. It's humiliating. And at the same time, it's elevating. Can we say amen? It is elevating, my brothers and sisters, because it brings you so close to Christ, and you begin to see that we are full of pride in this world. I'm talking about in the church, brothers and sisters. I'm talking about in present truth. We are full of pride. Can't say I'm sorry. Those two words aren't even in your vocabulary. Can't say forgive me, I messed up. Forgive me, I messed up. Those five words in a sentence are not in your vocabulary, because you think everybody's going to leave you and you won't have any money coming into your ministry, or people will look upon you as not being godly. No, let me tell you something. When you can say that, they actually look upon you as more godly, because everybody has made some mistakes, and I'm not saying we have to keep making them, but I'm telling you a lot of people in present truth are still making them, and they haven't reached the plateau of humility where they can say, I'm sorry, I messed up. And so I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, I've had to say it, and I'm not afraid to say it. If I've messed up, I'm going to tell you I messed up, because the reality is I'm not going to let some pride keep me out of the kingdom. Reading on. In the light of the Savior's life, the hearts of all, even from the Creator to the Prince of Darkness, are revealed. Now, this is a powerful statement. That's why I knew the devil didn't want us to look at this today. It says, in the light of the Savior's life, the hearts of all, even from the Creator to the Prince of Darkness. Now, friend, I want y'all to catch what is being said. If you look at the life of Jesus, you will understand the heart of God, who is the most holy, all the way down through humanity, everybody else's heart can be understood, and all the way Satan himself, his heart can be understood in the life of Christ. So, in other words, if you compare your life to Christ's life, you'll understand where your heart is. Okay? Christ didn't ignore people who the Bible didn't tell us to ignore. Christ didn't talk about people that you should be praying for. Christ did not look over people just to further his own ministry and whatever. And I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, we've got a lot of growing to do. A lot of growing to do. And so as I thought about this, if I want to understand my own heart, I should look at Christ's life in the light of the Savior's life. The hearts of all, even from the Creator to the Prince of Darkness, are revealed. Satan has represented God as selfish and oppressive, as claiming all and giving nothing. I love the prose. I love the wording, how God inspired her to write that. Satan says, God is claiming all and giving nothing. That's what Satan says about God. As requiring the service of his creatures for his own glory and making no sacrifice for their good. But the gift of Christ reveals the Father's heart. It testifies, listen to this, that the thoughts of God toward us are thoughts of peace, not of evil, Jeremiah 29:11. And I love this next sentence. It declares that while God's hatred of sin is as strong as death, his love for the sinner is stronger than death. Did you catch that? Woo! That is justice and mercy in a sentence that is so beautiful, brothers and sisters. God's hatred of sin is as strong as death. The wages of sin is death. Those who hold on to sin, they're going to have to lose out on eternal life. But his love for the sinner is stronger than death. He'll send his son for everybody who wants to be saved and will give their heart. He will rescue them, and his son, the penalty has been paid on Calvary's cross. That is so beautiful. We could stop there, couldn't we? Having undertaken our redemption, he will spare nothing, however dear, which is necessary to the completion of his work. God will pour out all heaven, we read in another statement, to save one soul. Jesus did not consider heaven a place to be desired while we were lost. That's another statement. Oh, friends, we have such a loving God, and it should cause us to stimulate us to want to give up this thing called sin. No truth essential to our salvation is withheld. No miracle of mercy is neglected. No divine agency is left unemployed. Favor is heaped upon favor, gift upon gift. The whole treasury of heaven is open to those who seek to save, those he seeks to save. Having collected the riches of the universe and laid open the resources of infinite power, he gives them all into the hands of Christ and says, all these are for mankind. Use these gifts to convince them that there is no love greater than mine in earth or heaven. Their greatest happiness will be found loving me. Whoo! That's beautiful. Are you happy, brothers and sisters? Are you down in the dumps? Are you troubled? Your greatest happiness is found in loving God. That's where you'll find happiness. At the cross of Calvary, love and selfishness stood face to face. Here was their crowning manifestation. Christ had lived only to comfort and bless, and putting him to death, Satan manifested the malignity of his hatred against God. He made it evident that the real purpose of his rebellion was to dethrone God and to destroy him through whom the love of God was shown. By the life and the death of Christ, the thoughts of men and women also are brought to view. Did you catch that? Remember, I told you, it even deals with our heart. By the life and death of Christ, the thoughts of men and women are also brought to view. From the manger to the cross, the life of Jesus was a call to self-surrender and to fellowship in suffering. It unveiled the purposes of everyone. Jesus came with the truth of heaven, and all who were listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit were drawn to him. The worshipers of self belonged to Satan's kingdom. In their attitude toward Christ, all would show on which side they stood, and thus all pass judgment on themselves. That's also from Desire of Ages, page 57. It's Homeward Bound for today's date, February. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. When hoary time shall pass away and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray, on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure all measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the sky of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Father in heaven, thank you for having a love that will not let us go. We pray that you will bless us, that love divine, all love excelling, will bring us near to the heart of God, and that we will put away all sinfulness and selfishness, and even be willing, when you show us our error, to say, I'm sorry to you, and if it was public, that we would acknowledge our wrong publicly. We ask that you would give us grace to be like Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. I would say at this time we will take a break and come back for our health wellness segment. And so let me just make a change in something here, because we're going to be playing the torso song.
feeling north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are His natural chemo. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered, and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice. by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to earth. Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave, in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
Amen. Praise God. We're talking about how to use cayenne pepper today. Cayenne pepper. Most people use black pepper and in their foods and things of this nature, and we don't recommend that. Cayenne pepper has medicinal properties, and if you were going to use something like a pepper, you should use cayenne. We don't usually do a lot of cayenne in our foods anyway, but it's very, very good for expanding your blood vessels, so it can help you lower your blood pressure. One of the things about cayenne that is unique is that if you take herbs and you take cayenne with those herbs, whatever those herbs are going to do, it makes it more effective, okay? So taking a little bit of cayenne will increase the effectiveness of the herbs that you are using. Some of us have sensitive stomachs, and you can't just take cayenne by itself, even in a capsule, but there's something that we call cool cayenne. And actually, I think some of the companies make it. You can make your own. I think Solaray might even have cool cayenne. But if you mix equal parts of cayenne and ginger in powder, and then you can put that in your own capsule. They have capsule makers like Cap'em Quick capsule makers. That if you just wanted to put it in a capsule yourself, you can actually do so with those, you know, inexpensive capsule makers. That's a good way to take it because sometimes, you know, people don't like that hot, burning feeling in the mouth. If you use cool cayenne, mixing cayenne with ginger in a capsule, it generally does not burn the stomach, even if you have a kind of a sensitive stomach. That's the general rule of thumb. And so cayenne is a blood thinner. You want to be careful if you're taking blood thinners. But at the same time, if you are coming off of medication, and unfortunately, a lot of medical doctors don't know about natural blood thinners, but cayenne is definitely one. While we're on the subject of natural blood thinners, natokinase, lemon, and just drinking water, garlic is also one. So, again, these have to be taken. You have to be very, very careful if you're already taking a blood thinner and you're taking garlic those other types of things, even cayenne. So just be aware that it's a blood thinner. And in one sense, it's good as a blood thinner. It keeps that cholesterol from building up in the plaque and stopping your heart and your, you know, the clogging the blood vessels. So those are some of the thoughts and tips. Using cool cayenne, the fact that it increases the effectiveness of medication. You can take cayenne powder just as a powder drink it, put it in a little liquid and drink it down. That can happen. Generally speaking, the higher the heat unit, the more medicinal. So you can get cayenne at like 180 maybe even higher heat units. 180 is one of the more popular BTUs, so to speak. But you can also find it in 90, which is more so what you might find in the store. So the higher the heat unit, the more medicinal it actually is. It's hotter, but it's actually more medicinal for you. So that's our little talk on cayenne pepper. It's a wonderful herb. God has given it to us, and cayenne pepper has saved people's lives. If they were having a little heart chest pain, if you have some chest pain, some angina, probably put some cayenne. Start with it under your tongue, and then let it just, you know, swallow it. You definitely want to open it up so that the cayenne itself gets in your mouth. If you have a capsule, and it may save your life, friends. It kind of has a nitroglycerin-like effect on your heart. Nitroglycerin is what they use even in an airplane kit when they have an emergency kit on the airplane. If somebody's having heart trouble, heart potentially threatening a heart attack, a tab of nitroglycerin under the tongue is what they would use to kind of open up the blood vessels. So cayenne is a natural alternative for that. That being said, we're going to the phone lines. I'm glad we're broadcasting today. Like I said, I was thinking pre-conference call was having a problem, but it appeared to be my telephone, and I was prepared to just skip today and abort, and we just kept trying different things and found out that, no, it wasn't pre-conference call. It was my phone, and I know the devil didn't want us to hear that worship message, friend. So, you know, let's understand we do fight a spiritual warfare. Our roll call, we start with Facebook, and we have our dear brother from Greece. His name is Thank God. Thank God is with us from Greece. God bless you, Thank God. And we have Delaware. We have New Jersey. We have Ohio. We have Indiana. We have Ohio. We have Georgia. And we have South Carolina on the line. If there's anybody that wants to share anything, please feel free to press *6 and keep us in prayer as we are working toward the launching of the biblical booster. And we look forward to what the Lord is going to do with that. Brothers and sisters, you all will be among the first to know. All right. Anyone want to share anything, please feel free. We have about 17 minutes or so to the top of the hour if there's anyone that has anything to share. We want to remember Charmin asked us to pray for her children, and I don't remember the exact, so I'm just going to say let's pray for her children. And also we have a request from one of our dear sisters, and she said pray for her daughter. She's in the emergency surgery, and she has COVID. So she didn't, you know, she's not on the line for me to, you know, I don't want to ask her at this point, can I give her name? But one of our dear listeners has a daughter, and she's had to go to an emergency surgery, and she has COVID. So she's asking for prayer. I don't know if the surgery is related to the COVID, but that is the prayer request. And we also, Charmin has asked us to pray for her children, particularly, I think, at this point, her daughter. But son and daughter, she's been asking for both as they navigate life and life's decisions and life's trials. All right, it's time for our closing prayer, and I'm going to turn it over to my wife, Undreamed Of, to take us to the throne of grace.
Let's pray, Father in heaven. We put before you the petitions that have been requested by these two mothers. Charmin, we are praying for her children, Lord, as she's asking for you to lead, guide, and direct their lives. Help them as they navigate through life, and may they make the right choices and decisions based on how you plan and purpose their lives to be. We pray for our dear sister whose daughter is in emergency surgery and who also has COVID, and we're just asking that you will be with those physicians, those that are her caretakers during this time of her admission into the hospital, and we just pray that all will go well in accordance with your perfect will. We pray for those that are out traveling, that you will extend traveling mercies. We pray for our dear sister Odessa and her family, understanding that two recent sisters have passed away in their family, and we're just asking for comfort and strength to be granted to them. And we want to keep her in prayer. We know that soon she'll be traveling back to her home, and we just ask that you would be with her during that time and allow for safe travels to be granted. We pray for Sister Lenny's brother-in-law, asking that you would continue to heal him, Lord, and help him to recover through his illness. And we pray that you will continue to use her and her sister-in-law in the efforts of helping him to regain back his health. And we pray for others that are going through and feeling the loss. We know that our dear mother in Israel lost two best friends recently, and we just want to continue to pray for her and their family as well. And we just ask that she would just be with all of us, because all of us are going through things. These are not easy times, and we understand they're going to become more and more difficult. So we just need your everlasting strength to be granted to each of us in a special way. We thank you for your words this morning, and we ask that you would continue to bless our efforts as we do this broadcast, and bless the hearts of those that have joined us. May we stop throughout the day, pausing, thanking you, praising you, glorifying your holy name for all that you have done and continue to do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and land with persecution and in the world to come.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.